88.9 WERS Boston. This is Matt the Swinging Cat, host of Soul Bucket. We are here with Peter Wolf, the legendary Peter Wolf, and that was one of his influences.
Yeah, that's Little Walter. That's one of the records I bought at old Skippy White's shop where it used to be down on Washington Street. And also, there's a great guy, Big John, who works at a record store called Cheapo's, if I might say, for people who want to hunt around in Central Square. Ask for Big John, and he'll turn you on to some great stuff. My old friend, Big John.
That's a great store, definitely. Why don't I just, if you don't mind, hit you with some song titles and see if, just give me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Why can't you just place them on my lap? Why you got to hit me with them? I'm sorry, man.
The Usual Place.
The Usual Place. Usual Place was a song that the Jay Giles Band recorded, and it was written by and originally recorded by Don Covey. And when we did our first album, Jay Giles Band album, we mixed the whole thing in about 18 hours. And when we got done, the producers of that record, Brad Shapiro and Dave Crawford, worked with a lot of people like Joe Tex and Wilson Pickett and Jackie Moore. And they said, Pete, you know, we're going to be finishing in a couple hours. Is there anybody you'd like to meet? I said, yeah, there's one guy, Don Covey. And I think for our second album, we did Usual Place. And that's a great one. And I think they have a new Don Covey box out on maybe Razor and Tie, one of those labels. It's an anthology. And Stolson Love's on it. And matter of fact, we should probably have that one coming up, Stolson Love.
Definitely.
Don Covey. But Usual Place was one of a great Don Covey song. And Don Covey was a fellow that wrote Chain of Fools for Aretha Franklin and Sookie Sookie for Steppenwolf and Mercy Mercy that the Stones did. And a lot of stuff for Otis Redding and Solomon Burke. And he was just a great, great songwriter. And he just had a terrible stroke about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And a lot of people got together to help him with his hospital funds, got together. And we put together this tribute record to the songs of Don Covey and the people on it. Is that your watch?
Yeah.
Fella, man, I tell you. Honestly, but this thing over here, there's a... Ronnie Woods on it, and Robert Cray, and Bobby Womack, Iggy Pop, and Jim Carroll. A whole lot of people. Barron Whitfield from around here, obviously, did a great track on Pony Time. Yeah, I do the Pony Time. Mm. But yeah, this is a track that I did with Stu Kimball, who's playing with me at the Middle East April 7th. And this was one of Don's songs called Baby, You Know I Stole Some Love.
True story. I went to the auditorium one night to see a show, and Bobby Blue Bland was singing the blues. Another good friend of mine by the name of Don Covey, he was there too. He introduced me to a lady and she said, Wolf, I'm free, I'm single, and I'm disengaged. But fellas, I'm telling you here tonight, I found out she was married. A man, it's 6 months too late. Ooh, I stole some love, but I didn't know. I stole some love. Baby, I gotta go back and steal some more. And when you're stealing love, it's funny how the time, just drifts away. I got so much love to give you, darling. From New York City, and when I got to my sweet baby's door, I said, baby, you know, darling, I'm gonna steal away.
WERS, 88.9 FM. Yeah. That's, of course, Peter Wolf. He stole some love.
Stole some love. Don Covey. And I hope he's getting better. I know he is. Yeah, if you can look for that anthology of his, he's great. And Don worked a lot with Bobby Womack, who's another great hero of mine and hero of his guitar playing sure influenced Keith Richards and Jimi Hendrix tremendously. And he's just a great singer, songwriter, guitar player in the likes of Curtis Mayfield and whatever. And matter of fact, the Stones, Giles Band, you know, there's a lot of bands that used to like listen to these records and we loved them so much. You know, we would do versions of them and not to sort of, you know, cop them, but just to pay tribute to them because so many people didn't know. Like I know you brought, Matt, a couple of Giles songs, like the original ones, like Pack Fair and Square, and I brought a couple of things. And, you know, in the 50s, artists would, like there'd be a, it's like someone like Little Richard would have a song out and then Pat Boone would cover it.
Ooh, that sends shivers up my spine, man.
Yeah.
Just thinking of those white cover versions.
Right.
From the 50s.
And, you know, but that was done to sort of exploit the marketplace, and it denied a lot of the, you know, original artists that just do. And I think when the Stones came along, and I know the Beatles, you know, when they were doing things like Chuck Berry songs and the like, they were really actually, I know for us, we were just paying tribute, like with John Lee Hooker. I mean, John Lee Hooker loved when we recorded Serve You Right to Suffer. And when we met, when we did Looking for a Love, which was originally done by Bobby Womack and the Valentinos that you opened up the show with, Sam Cooke's manager, J.W. Alexander, came out to see us when we first played out in L.A. at the Palladium and wanted to thank us for cutting the song and said, you know, that Sam would be proud because it was one of his productions. And but coming up next here is a Bobby Womack song by the Valentinos, his brother, and a lot of people might know it through the Rolling Stones, but this is the original version on Sam Cooke's label, so it might be a little bit scratchy. This is the SAR label, and there's a great new book on Sam Cooke, a biography that's come out and talked about how he got together. And he's one of the first, you know, Afro-American artists to not only write his own songs, but also to remain and hold on to his own publishing, start his own record company way before Barry Gordy did. And he was a great innovator that met a tragic death. And there's a lot of controversy around that. But anyway, enough of that jazz razzmatazz. Let's get on with some music. Do it to it and get right through it. Baby, it's all over now.
Over now.
Sound good.
Bobby Womack. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about, now, you seem to have gone back a long way with the Rolling Stones.
Well, that's true. We were on the same label. We were label mates on Atlantic Records, the Jay Giles Band and the Rolling Stones. And I remember when I was doing a lot of the, sort of was the front man and doing a lot of the biz stuff for the Giles Band. So when we first got signed, it was John Landau, who is the manager of Bruce Springsteen. He and I went down to New York to meet with Jerry Wexler and Ahmet Ertegun. And I remember going down into the Atlantic offices and riding in the elevator was Brick Benton. And we got into the second floor where Atlantic Record was, and there was Percy Sledge sitting on the couch. And I'm walking through was King Curtis, and Aretha Franklin was cutting the track, and John Coltrane's band, Elvin Jones and stuff. It was just an amazing place. Felix Cavalieri from the Young Rascals was there mastering a new single, and it just had all this energy, and it was, you know, it was sort of like what you heard about Motown or Chess Records. You know, all the artists would just hang out, and it was...
Where have those days gone, man?
Well, they're around. I guess the independents have them, and... that's what really, in a sense, Atlantic was. It was owned by a couple of guys and who loved records and drove around in station wagons and, you know, had small, went through small, distribution points and stuff. But now, unfortunately, it's all, you know, sort of like the Gap or the, it's all become big corporations, McDonald's, Burger King kind of aspect of music business. But so it be. But the Stones were old friends, and Keith Richards and I became real good friends because when we'd go on tour, he and I were insomniacs, so while everyone would go to sleep, Keith and I would get together, and we would just sit up and play music and chat about this guy or that guy, and he's a really, really knowledgeable man about music, a very generous guy about music, and when the Stones, when the Giles were on tour, we had a group with us, horn section on our last tour, Freeze Frame, called the Uptown Horns, and then when the Stones were going out, they called up the Uptown Horns and asked them to go out on their Steel Wheels tour, and then the Uptown Horns were getting together a record, and so they asked Keith and myself, they wrote this song and asked if I would sing it and if Keith would play on it, and we both went down to New York, and this is on their record called the Uptown Horns. I'm not sure the label. You might know that, Matt. Do you remember offhand
where the label?
Yeah, in case people wanna. I like to always.
You can find it at Tower Records.
Yeah, it's. I can't.
It's an independent label, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's the Collector's Pipeline. There it is, Collector's Pipeline. But it's called the Uptown Horns Review. And it has a lot of good people. Albert Callens, who just recently passed away, unfortunately. Bernard Fowler, who sings with the Stones, great singer.
He's great.
Yeah, he is. So this is a track that Keith and I did down in New York City called a song that they wrote called "Trust Me, Baby."